Okay, so Sof, we have now returned to our sugya. Amazing, right? After a long time. So, to remember where we are, let's look at the introduction they give here, right? What we are up to now is partnership, right? That is, again, we're doing it backwards of our sugya, but in order conceptually, right? Our sugya starts with the Maris Ayin one, because that's the one that got us into the sugya, but obviously, before we get to Maris Ayin, we have to still flesh out what's us or not because of Maris Ayin. So now let's move to partnerships, right? So a Jew and a non-Jew are partners in a joint venture, and they want to divide up the work so that only the non-Jew will work on Shabbat. Does the fact that Jew does not actively work on Shabbat allow him to benefit from the profits earned on Shabbat, right? That's really the fundamental sugya. Question that our sugya is dealing with before we get into the Maris Ayin question. Yes?
Can he even co-partner with you?
And how would you do it? Okay? So the following judge will explain that since they are partners, we consider both of them equally responsible for all of the work, including the work performed on Shabbat, as if the Jew's absence on Shabbat is coincidental. The profits earned on Shabbat should therefore be prohibited, because the Jew is still considered their beneficiary despite his temporary absence. In order to permit such a partnership, we needed to arrange it in such a way so that it is clear that on Shabbat the business belongs solely to the non-Jew. Right? This is the background. Right? Now that we've explained Amir L'Nachri, and we've explained Hanam L'Echad Goy, etc., right, now you understand why this is relevant, because even if you don't work on Shabbat, but you have a partnership which assumes that you should be working on Shabbat, and you don't, right, so then the non-Jew, by working on Shabbat, is benefiting you. Right, that's the problem. Right, that's the problem. Right, this is why our whole sugya exists. Right, this background. So let's go back to our Gemara. Right, number 7, or page 7. Yisrael v'Oved Kochavim shekiblu sadeh b'shutafut. Right, this was our sugya. If a Jew and a non-Jew take a field together in partnership, lo yomar Yisrael Oved Kochavim tol chelkecha b'shabbat v'ani b'chol v'mitnu mitchila mutar v'imbau lecheshbon asur. The Jew can't tell the non-Jew, look, you work on Shabbat, and I'll work on Chol. That doesn't work. Why does that not work?
Because he's still making money on Shabbat.
Correct. Meaning, really, the Jew is supposed to be working on Shabbat, and the non-Jew, meaning, it's more than that. It's not even. So, well, Alex, be very careful. Right? There are two potential issues here. What are they?
One is benefiting from the money.
And the other is?
Asking the non-Jew to work.
Correct. Right, I mean, the two background yisurim that we have, Hana'a Milechet Goy and Amir L'Nachri, please put away your phone, thank you, are both relevant here. Because this is a potential case of benefit from the Goy. Why?
Because he's still working for you on Shabbat.
No, I mean, he's working for the joint venture together, but yes,
right,
for you. And the other is, why is this Amir L'Nachri? In what sense is this Amir L'Nachri?
Because he's still working for you. Like, you're asking him to work.
So, not quite. You didn't say work for me. Well, right? But remember, Rashi here is Lishitato. Right?
You will work on Shabbos and I will work on Durban.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Here, you actually verbalized it, and therefore Rashi says, right, following his Shita, that this is a Shliach. Right? But to spell it out a little bit more, the reason is why. Because really, who should be working on Shabbat? Both of you. It's a joint venture. So the fact that he's working on Shabbat,
he's not working for you, he's working for himself.
No,
well, he's working anyway.
He's working for you because he's working exclusively on Shabbat. You should be working on Shabbat. And when you say...
He's doing your part for you.
Correct. When you say you do Shabbos and I'll... Right, you're responsible for Shabbos, I'm responsible for Sunday.
Right.
What you're really... Right, if you didn't make the deal originally...
Way out of it would just be saying you get the money for Shabbos.
That's going to be part of the Gemara's solution, right, is not to have a fully joint venture.
Say, I work...
Correct, that's where we're going to get, right? But if you want to understand the flow of the Gemara, what the Gemara wants to do is transform that joint venture into a venture in which whatever happens on Shabbat, is the non-Jew working for himself, right? That, but there's going to be various shitot in the Rishonim of how this actually works, okay? So, the Gemara says, the best way to do it is what we call hitnu mitchila mutar Okay, you make a condition in the beginning, then it will not be a problem. So we'll see that there are many different shitot in the Rishonim.
We said this right.
Good, but what do those words mean? Right, like clearly, what the Gemara is saying is the best way to do this is to make sure that when you enter into the agreement, it is structured in such a way
that you don't benefit for Shabbos.
Correct. That whatever the non-Jew does in Shabbat is of his own accord, right, and for his own benefit.
But if you say right? later,
but
on,
you can't you can't at the end do something that will.
Right.
But what does that mean? Right. What are you saying in the beginning that you're not saying at the end, or what is it at the end that you're saying that's problematic? Right. That question, right, is what bothered the Rishonim. So let's start with Rashi. Okay. So Rashi says, "Imbo lecheshbon." So Rashi said, "Lav itanu mitchilakoi el milta banpe nafshai klomar." Im kiblu stam, vastu stam, v'ayel ha'oveg kochavim b'shabbat, v'Yisrael b'chol, v'lo tzivo Yisrael, bo l'cheshbon l'achar zman, lomar kama yimei shabbat natalta. Ata, v'ani etol k'negdan yimei chol, asur d'schar shabbat hu notel, d'galei da'ato d'oveg kochavim shlucho haya. So Rashi said on page 7, right? Page 7, not... Unit 7, page 7.
Page 7
of
the 6th one.
Yes. Okay, so what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Rashi's explanation is pretty straightforward, just the facts. Right? Rashi says...
Okay. Small share today, but still, the board may help. Yeah, we might want to move closer to the board.
Right, so Rashi says... Right? So this is what Rashi says. Rashi says, look, okay? Let's do blue will be what is mutar and red is what is asur, okay?
Sounds right.
Okay? Right, so Rashi says, what is mitchila? And this is mitchila, and this is ba'u lechezba. Okay? Okay.
That's not the problem. That's
my sin. Okay. So Rashi says that what is Asur? Asur is where we enter into a fully joint partnership. Okay? Right? Joint partnership. Now, what's the implication of a joint partnership?
You're splitting the profits for that.
Good. 50-50. Both in terms of profit and work. Right? Meaning time, how much we work.
Yeah.
Right? So now, if we enter into such apartment and such an arrangement, and we make no qualifications, yes? So then Rashi says, then what happens? Later on, right? The Jew comes and says, listen, how about I trade you Shabbat and all profits, right, for Sunday?
You need all thinking for that anyway, right?
Right?
So
this is, according to Rashi, Usher. Why? Because what is the implication of this?
That you're asking him to trust.
Correct. Meaning on Shabbat, since we didn't make this deal originally, on Shabbat, he worked for me. Right. On Sunday, I worked for him. And then at some point, I proposed.
If you do it before, he never...
Good.
You were never working.
Good. And what is Ba'u Mitchila? So good. What is Ba'u Mitchila?
You ask, like, you say you have Shabbos. Instead of saying, like, oh, it takes...
Correct.
From
but
me.
If instead, before you enter into the arrangement, right, so what's mutter for him?
It's
you
not,
say,
it's
not right?
Like the Jew ever has Shabbos to begin.
Correct. It's not 50-50. Right, according to Rashi, what should you do? You should say, look, right, Monday through Thursday, 50-50, right, Shabbos, the guy,
Sunday,
the Jew, right? What am I doing? Why through Thursday? That's an Israeli thing to do. Monday through Friday, right? 50-50, right?
You're missing one day there.
Right? This is, by the way, how
how vacation works in Israeli schools, right? Not Shabbos. But you get a day off a week, but it's not Shabbos. It's not, sorry, there is no single day, right? Since kids have school Sunday to Friday, right? And everybody is off Shabbat. So when are you ever going to get vacation? So, no. School Sunday through Friday. There's Sunday's a normal work day in Israel.
Oh, we're talking about Israel.
Right? So what do you do? Every teacher gets a day off a week.
Every day, you never have long teachers have like there at one point.
Correct. Every day, they are missing one. They have a sub,
every
kavua.
Teacher gets off?
Every day, they have substitute teachers almost every day of the week because there's always a day. Every teacher is granted one day off a week, but they aren't the same day.
That's awesome. Isn't that why the Dons have like eight teachers?
One day off a week?
In America, you get it. It's called Sunday. You don't have it in Israel. You have a 6-day work week. Right? Most people. No, there is no Sunday.
I know, that's why I'm not used to the.
Right, think about it. I work 5 days a week because I don't teach you guys on Friday.
Right.
Right? But in schools, they have on Friday. So it's a 6-day work week.
Right?
I mean, there are six potential work days. But they get one off, but it's a rotation of work days.
Off used to the Sunday off.
Correct. So that's what happens here, right? They say, look, Meikara, we will be Koveya.
Does that include their, like, I think a teacher is also entitled to a certain amount of vacation?
Yeah, like everybody else.
Right.
Like everybody else gets vacation.
It's not included, or it is?
No, this isn't their vacation day. This is their Sunday.
That's awesome.
What awesome. They have a 5-day work week, just like you do in America.
I know, but it's so.
It's a different, more complex because they. Different it's always which day of the week do I get off, as opposed to always on Sunday.
Correct, because there is no day off.
Yeah, it's just a different mentality. Like,
I mean, most people work 6 days a week.
It's more convoluted. The God now has to have like.
I'm saying like it's.
Anyways,
it's more convoluted that the God has to have 10 more days for us to keep it organized.
First of all, that's true in America too.
Yes,
that's by law. That's by law. In America, you have that too.
No, you have the main teacher, and then you have a bunch of substitutes that can go for the sub.
No.
And you have the main teacher,
you have also have an assistant teacher.
Yeah, you have this, and you have this. No, you just haven't been in kindergarten so recently. This is true. And well, then no, you wouldn't know. But no, by law, you have to have it because little kids of that age cannot have, right? You can't, the student teacher ratio has to be very different. That's why that is. It's not, it has nothing to do with Israel, it has to do with the law.
In
most normal countries where they recognize that little kids, you know, you can't just put 25 of them in a room.
It's 25.
You know, I can barely have the 20 of you in a room with three full-time rabbis.
It's always 25 to 1 when you're reading a story or like when everyone's sitting. But when like you're in a playground or something, it has to be 12 to 1.
Whatever.
The kindergarten's even, they have three teachers.
Look, in Canada, under the age of 3, it has to be 2 to 1.
Two students to one teacher.
Correct.
Wow.
And above that, it has to be 5. And like little kids, it has to be 5 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's insane.
Yeah, anyways. Okay. So this is Rashi. Right? Rashi is relatively simple. Right? Rashi's analysis, his lumdus is also pretty clear, right? Mm-hmm. His point is, if Meikara is set up that we split 50-50 and then each of us get a day, so fine. This means that on Shabbat, right, I'm not involved, right? I'm not involved.
If there's an emergency, he takes care of it.
Correct. What's the problem with this one? The problem with this model of 50-50 was that if you do it post facto, right? Right? It wasn't built into the agreement. And they were built into the agreement is that every day we're both working. Right? Think about it. Right, you could have a business where, look, we both are equally responsible. And therefore, you might show up one day, I might have a meeting one day, right? So it's true that Nachum might be there one day and I might be there one day, but fundamentally, there's an equal division of work. And therefore, right, no one would say, oh, Nachum's in the office today and I'm with a client. Right, no one would say, oh, Nachum's working today and I'm not, or vice versa. They'd say, we own the company, and whatever, you do your thing, I do my thing, right? You handle this paperwork, I'll file the taxes, or whatever, right? You can't do that with Shabbos, right? So what you gotta do is you gotta carve it out at the beginning, right? This is Rashi. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Rashi's the other one.
No, Rashi's saying this is the mutter one, and this is the aser one. If you carve it out at the beginning, it's mutter, because then the guy is not working for me on Shabbos, he's working for himself. If I didn't, then just because the guy only works on Shabbos and I only work on Sunday,
doesn't matter.
Right, right.
Because fundamentally...
Because you have to establish it from the beginning.
You were still technically...
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Still technically yours.
Video. This is how Rashi understands it, okay?
Makes sense.
Okay. Possibility two is the right. Okay. The next one, page eight. Yes. Haravidzal perish. Ditanu meikara koi chomar af alpi shehit nu imramru achakach shavo lecheshbon lechal kukan b'shave asur. Well, quoted by the Ramban. Yes. Right. The Ravid has a very radical read. He says. He says, that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is as follows. Mutar is, what's mutar? What Rashi said is mutar.
Okay? Setting it up in the mirror.
Yes, mutar is, right? Monday through Friday, 50-50. Right? And then Shabbos. Sunday split.
50-80 is a pretty good ratio if you want
to. That was not meant to be an 80. Okay? Right? Shabbos, Sunday split. Fine? What is. He says, Klomarafel, Bijes, no more Rachachachi, Abel, Lecheshbon, Nevagam, Bishaveh, Asur. So he says, and what's Asur? This. If we change our minds. Meaning, if what happens? So Luke and Yankel enter into this agreement. Right? So now what happens? They look back at the year, right? And between Monday and Friday, they made.
So it's not disagreement.
Whoa, one second. It is. One second.
Why is it
disagreement? Whoa. Okay. Look. He says, okay. So Monday, Friday, over the course of the year, they made $500,000. Okay? Now Shabbos, they made...
1.2.
A quarter million. And on Sunday, they made... I'm looking at... Yeah, I agree with statement, but when we're talking about statement, 200,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. So now, according to this agreement, so how much do each of them walk away with at the end of the year?
450.
The guy walks away with $500,000.
500, right? And
the guy walks away with $500,000.
The Jew's 400.
And the Jew walks away with 450,000. Yes?
450.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, 250, 200.
Yeah.
Yes? You got my math? Yes?
That's right.
And then when they come to the agreement, you know, they say, forget it. Let's just split it 475.
That's quick math.
Right? So the Ravid says, that is usher. You might have thought it was mutter. Why might you have thought it was mutter?
Because you just split the full profit.
Because you made a deal that was mutter, and then what? You changed your mind. You said, let's split it 50-50.
But he's still working for Shabbos.
So the Ravid says, look, he says, you might have thought that this is mutter. Why? Because it was a mutter deal. So now my business partner is saying, you know what?
No, but it's not.
Here's a gift, 25 grand.
I would think it's not mutter.
That's what he's saying.
Right, I'm saying.
But according to.
It's not mutter.
It's not mutter.
I'm just saying, I would think it's not.
Okay, so you're like the Ravid, but Rashi would say, is this mutter?
No,
you'd say it's mutter.
Because you're changing up the agreement later on.
Who cares?
That's what this whole case was.
No. I made this deal.
Right.
And
Rashi said if you... Rashi said you didn't even make this.
No. Look. Yeah. Rashi says that as long as I make this deal, it's mutter.
Right.
I make this deal, it's mutter.
Yeah.
Let's say now it comes to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And my co-owner of the business says to me, listen, Jonathan, right? Listen. You know what? I feel bad I'm making 50 grand more than you. Here, let's just split it 50-50. According to Rashi, is that mutter?
No.
Yeah, Rashi.
Yes,
why?
Changing up the agreement.
No, I'm not. According to Rashi, he'll just say, the guy's giving me a gift. Does the guy have to give me the extra 25? No, we made a deal. A deal's a deal. Yeah, I mean, Roger will say, look, he got $500,000. I got $450,000. If at the end of the year he decides to give me a gift and just split it 50-50 and give me $475,000, so according to Roger, goes into hate.
It would be more so fine if he took it from the Monday.
Because when he was, because, why? Because when he worked on Chavez, it was for himself. If he chooses to give me a gift at the end, that doesn't retroactively make it that what? That he worked for me on Shabbos?
Right. But how's that different than making a different agreement later on, if you just come to an agreement?
What's the difference? Because according to Rashi, here, when he worked on Shabbos, was he working for himself or for the Jew?
For himself.
Or
would he make an agreement later
on? But when I don't make an agreement b'chlal, right, he worked for me on Shabbos. Here, he worked for himself. He's just giving me a gift.
Right?
He's deciding, you know what, look, because what do they say? He say, listen, I thought that Pachor Yoter, Shabbos and Sunday are similar business days.
Does the Ravid necessarily argue with...
So what did the Ravid say? The Ravid says, you might have thought that this would be mutter because it's just a gift.
Right,
Kamash Malon, it came to Bo Lecheshbon, Ishtagach, it's not Mekara Ramba Almahu. Right? Right, the Ravid says, no, this is Usher, because if you end up here,
it's also making
then this is a farce. Right?
It's also making a Cheshbon later.
Right, I mean, he's saying, even if you made this deal only makes it mutter if it's meaningful. Right, meaning if at the end of the day he walks away with the profits of Shabbos and I walk away with the profits of Sunday.
He's not necessarily disagreeing with Rashi, he's adding on to Rashi.
I mean, he's disagreeing. According to Rashi, presumably this is mutter.
I'm saying,
meaning what the Ravid says,
he's adding a point on. Well,
no, according to what Rashi would probably say is mutter, he says, meaning this stage he agrees. Right? What he argues, right, what the Ravid argues is that if we change our mind,
and that's what I'm saying, like here, Rashi would say, in this case we wrote here where they come to make a cheshbon, the Ravid will also say making a cheshbon later on is usur. Rashi would say that this is not included in making a separate cheshbon. The Ravid is saying no, it is included.
Correct, because this is called this is basically reneging. That's what he's saying, right? That if at the end of the day it's not meaningful,
right?
Meaning if at the end of the day we walk away with the same amount of money, then this is all a farce.
Because it wasn't real.
What if you get out of the Monday Friday fund? Would that even matter?
No, it doesn't matter. If we walk away in the end of the day,
it's probably
right?
Because he took it out of the Shabbos part of his money.
No, yeah, because obviously, Monday through Friday, we're dividing it equally.
But
if the guy
said, what? Why is it not getting
a gift? No, if you decide later, let's
get a gift from somebody?
So
he gives you a monetary gift.
So if he actually said, "Listen, I feel bad that I made more money than you this year. Here's a bonus." That's fine. But if he comes and he says, "Let's forget the differences. I feel bad. Let's just split it 50-50
for the rest of the time."
No, until now, right? They're dividing up for the year. And the guy says, "You know, I feel bad that my half came out more than yours. Let's just split it 50-50.
Well, if you tell him,
right? Then the rabbi says, "That's a joke."
Even if it's a one-time thing.
Yeah, he says it's a joke. Right, it's a joke.
No, but normally that's the deal, but he's giving you a one-time gift as a...
So it depends how you phrase it. I mean, if he says... Okay, no. If he says, look, I'm taking $500,000, and now I'm going to write you a separate check.
Right.
Think about it from a tax perspective.
Right.
Okay, think about it from a tax perspective. When you go to the accountant, right, if you say, look, the guy says, I'm paying $500,000 on taxes, right, and I'm giving him a $25,000 gift.
Right.
So now, right, what happens? So Luke, right, pays taxes on $500,000, right? Yankel
pays
$450,000, right, plus $9,000 in taxes, because you're allowed to get a gift up to, as of last year, if I remember correctly, $16,000 untaxed. Right, per year, on gifts, right? So the remainder, he'll have to pay. Okay, let's assume that that's still the law, okay? I don't know if that still is, but last year, I believe that's what it was.
Pay taxes on a gift?
Above $16,000.
That's insane.
About 16...
Yeah, but that's not such a common gift.
Correct. How often do you get more than $16,000 from a single person? Of course...
right? Or whatever, fine. You can do is you can give $16,000 to each spouse, right. So nothing. So he'll just pay $450,000 in taxes. Right? That's the ultra. Fine.
That's a good loophole.
Well, $16,000 per person.
Right.
No.
Okay. Fine. So, what do you get? Right? So if you model it like this, and even the Rivet would say it's Mutter, because he can give you a gift.
Right.
But what the Rivet saying is no. If they say...
They both pay taxes for $470,000.
Right? Is they say, you know what, let's just divide it up, and when we go to declare taxes, we'll each declare in $475,000. Right? Right? That's a farce. Right? Now, why might this happen? Right? So let me give you a real... Right? Let me give you a reason. Now, the tax is a good reason. Because the guy might say, let's say the tax bracket is $480,000.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
waiting now. No.
Right?
Right.
So what's he going to say? Look! Lo Chiavelli! Right? It's not worth it for me to just go above the tax bracket. Right? For this money, right, I might as well divide it up and we'll both be taxed in the lower tax bracket. Right? Right?
It's a good way.
Right?
It's a good way to do it.
Fine, whatever, I don't know.
Some tax fraud there.
It's not tax fraud.
It's not fraud, it's a loophole.
It's a loophole. It's not a fraud, it's a loophole. Right? So the Rivet says you do that, that turns the whole thing into a joke. Right? That's a joke. You're right. If the guy says, look, I'll pay my fair taxes on $500,000, I'll give you a $25,000 gift, mutter.
That's a very nice person.
Right? Very nice person. But if he says, you know what, let's just divide it up with $475,000 each, that's a farce. That's a farce.
Because then that agreement was never in place.
Correct. It's just a legal fiction. That doesn't work. You need a real deal. That's the Rivet's point. Right? A real deal. Rashi presumably says, what's the problem? Right? Even if later on he decides to split it 50-50, at the end of the day, when he worked on Shabbos, he worked for himself. The fact that later on he wants to treat me as if I was an equal partner,
that's his choice.
That's fine. Right? But the Rivet says...
Everyone would agree that's okay.
Correct. Okay. Now there's a bit of a problem with the Rivet, which is the next line in the Gemara. The end of the Perek is, Ibailuhu, Stomamai. Okay? The end of the Gemara says, what happens if neither, right, neither, we don't say 50-50, we don't say not 50-50, stama, we enter into the agreement, stam, right? Meaning, we didn't say, right? There are three possible cases. The way Rashi is going to understand it is as follows, right? Case one is, okay, according to Rashi, there are three possible cases, okay? There is Monday through Friday, Shabbos, Sunday split, right? And then there is the 50-50. You work Shabbos, I'll work. Right? I'll work Sunday, right? And this is Usher. Okay? Yeah? These are three cases, right? This is what he calls, this is his numeikara, right? This is the condition, right? 50-50 Monday, Friday split, right? And then Shabbos, Sunday split, okay?
It's not you work Shabbos and I work.
No, it's, right, it's...
How's that different than...
No, it's we split Monday, Friday, 50-50, and you take all of Shabbos and I take all of Sunday.
Right.
That's mutter. Usser is... We split profits 50-50, but you work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday. That's Usser. Right, that's Rashi. Yeah, that was what we said.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then the Gemara has a case in the middle called Stam. Right? What's Stam? Stam is...
You don't say anything.
You don't say anything.
You just don't work Shabbos.
You do this, but you didn't say this.
You didn't specify. You just...
Correct. You do this, you didn't say this.
You just tell them I'm not showing up on Shabbos.
No, that would be this. Meaning at the end of the day, right, so Rashi says, Shekiblu stam ba'asu stam. Meaning, I didn't say we're splitting 50-50. You say you're splitting 50-50, but you work Shabbos, I work Shabbos, usher. But let's say you said nothing, right? You just made an agreement.
Closer to this, though.
Oh, so that's the Gemara's question, right?
How could you say it's like...
Whoa, so the Gemara says, Itoshma im hisnu mitchila mutter astam usher. So the Gemara says, well... The Mishnah says if you made a condition,
It's mutter, which implies that stam is?
You make the condition.
Is usur. Right? Then the Gemara said, but what about the end? Right? Which is imbo lechesh ban usur, which implies that stama's mutter, and therefore the Gemara leaves it as? Safek. That's the last line of our Gemara, right? That's the last end of our Gemara. Well, before the story. Yes, is we don't know. Good. So how does Rashi understand this? Rashi says, stamomai, shekiblu, stam. Vasu, stam. Right? Meaning, I didn't say anything. So now the question is, can we just take 475 each? Well, that's the question. Meaning, I didn't say you're working on my behalf on Shabbos and you're working for, and I'm working on your behalf on Sunday.
Technically,
yes. Well, this is a Gemara Shaila.
But that was
right?
Closer to 50-50.
So umbal lecheshbon his gilui shoshal shabbos was a chalukah v'gali day dish luchayu right a stama davish as chalukah stam mutter right so he says right and even at the end he doesn't say you work for me on Shabbos I work for you on Sunday they just say okay let's split 50-50. So Rashi says this is the suffix right the suffix is what's going on here right is this essentially this. Right? Is this essentially...
No, because then, let's say... Not
remember... Remember, the Rashi holds...
Yeah.
You have to hold this... ignore the writer for a moment. Rashi holds that if we make this deal, and at the end of the day you want to split 475 each, it's mutter. So you understand for Rashi the problem. Right? Rashi says that even in this case, right... I deserve to be a 500-450 split, right? But it's mutter to split it at 475 at post facto if we want to, right? Right. So Rashi says if we didn't, as long as we made this deal. So Rashi says if we say nothing, right? Can we just assume that we were really doing this, and the fact that at the end of the day we split 475 each? Is this is no different as the case where we explicitly said 500, 450, and he's nice to me.
Right.
Right, you understand Rashi Suffolk? Right?
Yes.
Right, I mean, Rashi Suffolk is when we choose 475 at the end, when we said nothing, is it as if we said, okay, we'll split Monday through Friday, and then I'll take Sunday, you take Shabbos.
Yeah, Rashi says you have to have the deal in the first place.
So Rashi is saying, if we don't say anything,
then you don't have
is
deal
it
in the first
implied
place.
Like this, or is it implied like this?
But,
this is Rashi's suffix, according to Gemara. Or, the Gemara's suffix, according to Rashi. Right? Is when I say nothing, do we understand that the stam is this case? And it's only us or when I explicitly say, we're splitting it 50-50, you work Shabbos, I work Sunday? I mean, what created the problem? Is it that, I mean, what's Rashi saying? Is it that, look, when a Jew enters in with a non-Jew, he knows that really this is what it is. Right? Any guy that enters with a Jew knows that it's not a real 50-50 split. Right? He knows that Monday through Friday they'll be equal partners, and then the Jew will own Shabbos. Well, it's on Sunday.
How can you not say this is Boi Lecheshba?
So again, Rashi's...
That's what I don't get. It's because like it's clearly coming to a Cheshbon later on. They're not going into the business with a Cheshbon.
Okay, this is the Gemara's question. Okay? Now... Meaning, to put it differently, right? The way they put it here, which is nice, right? Is it that when a Jew enters in with a non-Jew, this is just the default? And it was only the fact that we said 50-50, but you work Shabbos and I work Sunday that made it a problem. But there's a default. That anytime a Jew and a non-Jew get together, they know the Jew is Shomer Shabbos. And therefore, probably Monday, Friday split, Shabbos, Sunday, right? Separate. Right?
But then you take 475.
And it was only the fact that I verbalized 50-50, you work for me on Shabbos, I work for you on Sunday,
right,
that created the problem.
I don't get it, because Rashi only says that this is mutter, if you have this in the beginning.
But the question is this the default?
But
such
you
that,
only made this.
No.
At the end, though.
Correct, but if I said nothing, is this the default? If I didn't articulate the deal, right, what's Rashi saying?
Oh, so it's not like it happened at the end, it might have happened in the beginning.
Correct, it's Ki'ilo, what happened in the beginning. Right? That's Rashi's question.
Stretch, but I hear it.
Okay. Now, this at least works for Rashi. Who does it not work for?
The Ravid.
Who does it not work for? Right. Why does it work for the Ravid?
Because the Ravid said that you can't take
it. Yeah, what's the Suffolk? This is the exact case. What Rashi calls Stam, the Ravid calls Usser. Right? What Rashi calls Stam, the Ravid said that was what I said is Usser. Namely, if you start with the Monday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday split, and you end up with 475K, that's what we call not Stam, it's what we call Cheshbon. Right? Meaning what Rashi calls Stam, right? Rashi Stam equals Ravid Baul Cheshbon. Right?
I like the Ravid.
Right? So what does he think Stam means? Right? Right? I mean, Rashi thinks Stam is what the Ravid says is Baul Cheshbon. Right? Therefore, what does the Ravid think Stam is? Right? So what does the Ravid think Stam is? So
Stam would be giving the
what? So the Ramban for this reason rejects the Ravid because he says I literally don't know what the Ravid is going to do with Stam. Now Yosef. Right, the Ramban says, if you look on page 4 of the Harchavot, he says, Umiyu, hi Perusha lo mistage lekamon, did I can't name a save of Manu Kajan Osir Stamashari. He said, what is the Ravid talking about? Right? According to the Ravid, there is no Shaila of Stam. Umay Kusha ain't Stamashari, Mishum de Histami Kara, Ela Ikala Fusha is Stamab lo Chesm lo Tanai Shari, Stam Osir Shmen is Stamab, Koshkin Bal Chesm afil Achar Jesno Osir, Ben Zanacha. Right? On the Harchavot, right? Which is only in Hebrew. Right? The Ramban rejects the Ravid for this reason. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. Right? What the Ravid calls Baul Cheshbon, according to Rashi, is the Gemara Safek by Stam. So therefore, what the heck are you talking about? Right? Ravid. Right? Ramban says, I don't understand the Ravid. Because if Stam, if the Ravid calls this what Rashi calls Stam, Baul Cheshbon, then what is Stam? What is the case of Safek? Right? When is there a suffix? Okay, so the Merkevet HaMishnah says, the Acharkach by Stama, my Hechelo is a Mechalasha, Gorotzi Soli Tilanachri Skar Shabbos, Bein Ma'at Ben Harbei, Vu Yitol Skar Yom Acher Kinegdo, Bein Ma'at Ben Harbei. So he says, "Idiyuka de mitziyasa dafka im hisnu aval kosh le hisnu afil lo baal cheshbon aser." But the reisha afil b'shelo baal cheshbon odoma diyuka de sefer dafka im baal cheshbon aval kosh baal cheshbon lo hisnu shari the reisha k'shebaal cheshbon. Okay, so let's try to get this right. He says, "What is it?" Try that one more time. He says. If you so heicha the lo hisnu betchila, you made no condition in the beginning. Ela she'achar kach rotzi Yisrael liten l'nachris char Shabbat bein ma'at bein harbe. Right, and the later on the Jew says to him, "Look, I want to give you this,
and I'll take the 450."
Ah, yes. Kevin Amishna says, no, you know what the Gemara is asking? Gemara is asking, what if the Jew comes to him and says, listen, I know we didn't make a deal originally. I want to make a deal with you now. Why don't we split whatever came in Monday through Friday, and you take the higher amount on Shabbos, and I'll take the lower amount from Sunday.
It's us.
What?
That would be us.
No, that's the question.
You're getting the money for Shabbos.
No, he's getting the money for Shabbos. No, the Jew says to the guy, listen, we didn't make a deal originally. Why don't you take $500,000?
That would be Stam, or that would be...
This is Stam. I mean, we didn't say anything originally, but at the end, what do? We try to fix it by me actually giving him more money.
Well, can you say that's me giving him a gift? Like,
well, that's the question. Is that that's the Ravid's question. Is that essentially just a gift? And this whole deal was usher? Or does that fix it? Right? If I come to him at the end and say, listen, Luke, We didn't specify at the beginning. So why don't you take everything that we made on Shabbos,
right,
and I'll take everything from Sunday.
Well, the Rebbe said give 475. It's obviously...
Ah, but we're not doing 475.
Right.
Well, that's his point. But does this fix it?
I would say call the farmer.
No, no, no. I'm giving him more. I'm giving the guy more.
Right. What is the guy giving you?
Less.
He's giving to you. He's getting less.
So his question is, that's why, right?
If it's also for a gift to be less, I would say call the homer. If you're getting more, it's going to be less.
You're getting less. What do you keep saying more? You're getting less.
You're getting
less. You're walking with 450 instead of 475.
Right.
Right? The Ravid's question is... Okay. Right, the Ravid's question, according to the Merkavet HaMishnah, is, did I fix it?
Isn't the gift two ways, or it's only him giving you...
So he says it's both ways. That's the Shaila.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, no. The Shaila is... Right, here's the Shaila, right? Mm-hmm. It's that thing. Is that if this happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can I say, listen...
Do you know that Hashash exists?
Right?
Still,
why don't we... Let's say it was 2 years. Yosef. Let's say it was 2 years. No, whatever. It's 2 weeks. Okay, 2 weeks. Let's make it easy. Right? 2 weeks. Right? We forgot to make a deal. Right? We forgot to make a deal. We entered into it 50-50. So at the end, I come to him and I say, listen, I'm not allowed to make money on Shabbos. So how about this? You know, the last 2 weeks, we both worked Monday through Friday. You worked Shabbos, I worked Sunday. Let's split Monday to Friday, and let's split Shabbos, whatever it is, and Sunday, whatever it is. Right? You'll take all of Shabbos, and I'll take all of Sunday. Right? So the Rebbe says, am I allowed to do that, or do I have to give him everything from both Shabbatot?
Wait, you get a kiyum,
right, meaning, right, what are the two alternatives? Right? The two alternatives are like this. Right? If it's mutter, so let's say we made Monday through Friday, we made $1,000 a week. Okay?
Oh, you're telling him to make, you're giving him more.
And correct. And Shabbos, we make...
Wait, but it was already stomped, like, it was already default that he was going and getting the money for Shabbos.
Correct. So now let's say it's...
It has some halachic validity.
Let's say you have, whatever, just a week. It's fine, a week. Right? This was our week. Right? We made 3,000 between Monday and Friday, 1,000 on Shabbos, and 750 on Sunday.
Right.
So the guy says, listen, I'll take 2,250, you take 2,500. Right?
Right.
So is that mutter? What's the alternative?
We both take 2,250.
Wrong.
Both take,
wrong. Yosef.
We split the 4,700. We split the 3,000.
Correct. We split 3,750 into two, which is what?
3,750. Right.
Which is 1,875.
Yeah.
I get 1,875, and you get 2,875.
The math is confusing here. What's going on?
1,875 or 2,750.
Right. Okay, I'll do even better.
Oh, no, no,
numbers,
I'm
okay?
Just... 2,250. 2,250 is...
Look, these are the two alternatives according to the Rebbe.
Oh, the 3,000 is Monday through Friday. Okay, fine.
Okay, good. So if it's mutter,
okay, that's
if it's mutter, then how much money does he get?
500.
He gets 2,000. 1,500.
Oh, okay, fine.
Right? Plus 500, 2,000, and he gets 2,500.
Okay, I thought we were talking about... Yeah.
Right? That's mutter.
Right.
What would usher look like?
I guess
we split these two, and each gets 1750.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the Jew gets 1750, and the non-Jew gets 2750. Because you aren't allowed to trade Sunday for Shabbos, so this has to go into here. You have to buy this by two, and he keeps all of Shabbos by himself. That's the nafka coming out.
Right. So the Jew is giving him more.
Would you like me to do this one more time with more even numbers? Yosef, I'll do it one more time with more even numbers. Okay, let's just do this with easy numbers, okay?
No, I got that.
And I'll do it one more time.
All right.
Okay? Monday through Friday turns out to be
$2.
4,000, right? 4K.
Okay?
4K. Fine. Shabbos turns out to be, right? 2K. And Sunday turns out to be
1K.
Okay.
Fine. So, this is the Rivet's suffix. Okay? If it is Mutter, so then, right? So if it's Mutter, that means that this is divided by 2 equals 2k, right? Plus the Goy Jew, right? So the Goy gets 4k.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 2K plus 2K, and you get
3K.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Mutter.
Yes.
Usser is 5K. 20,
22,
so we each get 2,500 plus the Goy gets 2,000. So the Goy gets 45K, and I only get 2.5K. Right, big nafkamina.
Yes.
Right. Yeah?
Right.
Or that's the suffix.
So you're giving them an extra 5.
Correct. I mean, these are the two alternatives. Right, the two alternatives, if it's Mutter, that post facto I'm allowed to actually give him all of Shabbos, that means that what am I allowed to do? Take all of Sunday in return. But if it's Usser, I have to give him Shabbos and divide the other 6 days. Right, you understand the Nafkamina, right? That's how the Merkabah Mishnah understands the right.
I don't get why he can't just take Sunday, like Sunday.
Because,
not...
and that's his suffix. No, that's the suffix.
Right.
The Ravid suffix. The way the Ravid understands the suffix Gemara is what is: if we didn't make a deal originally,
mm-hmm.
can I fix it by actually giving you all the money from Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
Or does the fact that we didn't make a deal originally make it? No, make it usher for me to take anything from Shabbos, including trading a day.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, but the other days don't have anything. They're not Mutter. Like, it's Mutter to take the money from the other
day. No, but it's not Mutter to trade a day. Right. Remember, the question is: at the end of the day, am I allowed to say Monday, Friday split? Shabbos.
Yeah, but either way, he's not making.
Goy.
Either way, the non-Jew is not working for the Jew on Shabbos.
No, that's
even
the suffix.
Even if I take the day.
No, that's not the point. The right, it says, if I didn't make the deal originally and I try to trade now,
right.
then maybe it's as if the Goy was working for me and I was working for him on Sunday. That's the suffix. Is post facto giving him everything from Shabbos, does it make it retroactively like he worked for himself,
mm-hmm.
in which case I'm allowed to trade him for Sunday?
Right.
Yeah.
Or does it make it?
But I don't think that doesn't make sense because you're not taking any profits from Shabbos. So why would he be working?
You're
here?
Right. You are, but it's you're trading for it.
Yeah. So he's losing profits from Sunday.
No, think about it. Right? Remember, if we make the deal Me'ikara, so that means we have a 5-day split,
right,
and Shabbos and Sunday, I work for me, you work for you.
Right.
But if the Ravid suffix is, okay, but if at the end of the day we come and say, look, you take all of Shabbos, so is that the equivalent of saying this was a Monday, Friday, 50-50 split, the Goy worked on Shabbos for himself and the Jew worked on Sunday for himself?
Right.
Or is it the equivalent of saying...
The Jew, non-Jew worked for me.
The Jew worked for the non-Jew on Sunday, and the non-Jew worked for the Jew on Shabbos, and now they're trading. Which you aren't allowed to do.
Right.
That's the suffix.
But I don't see how we're going to do that.
Well, that's the suffix, according to the Ravid, according to Kevin and Mishnah.
I understand.
Okay, good?
I don't see how we...
I understand that was complicated.
Right. But I still don't see how you would say, because... The non-Jew was originally working.
Because you didn't make a deal. Because
right,
you were silent.
That's what I understand, but I'm saying, like, if the non-Jew is working on Shabbos and he's getting all the profits from Shabbos...
But that wasn't the original deal. The original deal... Right, that's the Ravid's problem. Is that since you didn't make the deal originally, maybe... It's as if...
He's working for you.
It's as if the Jew and the non-Jew own the business together, and the Jew decided to... Right, and the Jew, non-Jew happened to show up in the office on Shabbos,
mm-hmm.
and the Jew happened to show up on Sunday.
How was it formulated?
You can't do that.
Right?
Right, you have to make a deal. Right, that's his Shaila. Okay? That's possibility two. So that's Rashi and Ravid.
That would be Ravid's Stam.
That's Ravid's Stam Shaila. Correct.
Whew.
Okay.
But it's not human, what then?
The Ron has a third position. Are we confused yet? Confused yet? You're like, I'm sleeping, so very confused.
What was
When do you go to sleep?
I don't. What, last time was late. I didn't go.
You went to sleep 9 o'clock. Oy vey.
Good night's sleep. I'm doing a chore. Doing chores around the dorms.
Chores around the dorms.
Yeah. But
there's something to do with
my project.
Okay. Okay, that was Kate. That's possibly two. That's the right bit. The Ron.
So if you said that, of course it shouldn't apply. But that's not what they did. This is part of the
Ron's. Ooh. וישראל וקרובים שלחו מרחץ בשותפות ועובד כוכבים וחממו בשבת בשביל חלקו ונותין מחצת מה שמתעקר בו לישראל. If the Jew and the non-Jew jointly own a merchatz, right, a bathhouse, and the non-Jew works on Shabbat and the Jew works on the week. Nireli dishare dechevin d'oved kochavim adata d'mechzav shelo k'avid af al pi shisrael mistaker b'malacha shelo havele kibal sadeh l'gabe arist arminen dechevin d'arist adata d'nafshei k'avid av agav d'matli zol ravcha share yachanam y'oved kochavim adata d'nafshei k'avid yisrael matli anom m'mela helkach b'yagavne leka mishum schar shabbat klal. The Ron is even more expansive. And the Ron says, look at this deal. Look at this deal. Guys, look at this deal. Monday through Sunday. Right? Sorry.
It's not a coincidence
that they use boxes. No, I'm Tuesday. Sunday through Friday, right? We both work.
They open up the
okay.
And tinker with it. I'm serious.
Shabbos.
That's what I was going
to
say.
The guy works. Profit.
The big fish.
50. Whoa. Ron says?
Mutter.
Mutter.
I know, I know.
Oh, because it's like the guy is giving the Jew a gift.
Oh, so now he says, nope, that's not what he says. He says, you know why?
Why?
Because he's a partner. He's a partner, and therefore, Avid Adai to the Nafshe.
He's doing a favor.
No, he's working for himself. Because it's also his.
Right,
the Jew also benefits. Good.
Well, remember, the Jew's allowed to benefit from a non-Jew that works for himself.
Exactly.
I don't like it.
So now he says, "I'll text to demai Yisrael." So then the rabbi says, "Whoa! What are you talking about? Then what exactly is usher? Right?
Yes.
Wait. Clearly. This is mutter, but." Sunday, that, but sorry,
Monday.
This is mutter, but Monday through Friday, and then Shabbos, Sunday trade is usher? I understand. But what are you talking about? Meaning, the guy just works on my behalf on Shabbos? Mutter. Shabbos, Sunday trade?
Yes, but they're the guy.
Usher.
The guy is working for himself.
Because
if the guy
doesn't
on Shabbos, he works
so he says, good. He says, nope, you're wrong. It's actually less problematic in this case. Why? Because I'm not trading him. Right? If we just say, look.
He's working for himself.
He works on Shabbos. We split profit. Right? Mutter. Why? Because why is he working on Shabbos?
For his
half. For his. Because he's a partner in the business. The fact that I happen to benefit.
That's.
Fine. What creates the problem? The fact that I say. Right, I'll work on Sunday, you work on Shabbos, but we didn't divide ownership. Right? The Ron is a very, right, listen, it's complicated. But the Ron says, look, if we start off the deal and say Monday through Friday it's jointly owned, Shabbos belongs to the guy and Sunday belongs to the Jew, is that usher or mutter? Monday through Friday is jointly owned, Shabbos belongs to the guy, and Sunday belongs to the Jew. That's mutter. But if we say it's jointly owned and I'll trade you Shabbos for Sunday,
that's
usher. But if we say it's jointly owned.
Wait, I don't understand, because a trade is saying, okay, now this day belongs to me and that day belongs to me.
No, it doesn't. Not a trade of ownership, a trade of work.
Ah, okay.
Meaning I'll show up to the office.
If you say it's a trade of ownership, and that's a
trade of ownership would be fine.
Right.
And that's the first case. But if I say 50-50 ownership, and I'll work on Sunday, and you'll work on Shabbos,
than
us or why?
Because he's
agreeing to work on Shabbos. Because I'm working. Meaning what's he saying?
Because I'm
if right, he says, look, if I say to the guy, listen, we'll both work 6 days a week, and you'll work 7 days a week.
I think that's not how he wants it.
One second. Let's just spell it out, right? The Ron is a counterintuitive shita, which is if we say, look, jointly owned, we both work 6 days and you work 7 days, then mutter. Why?
You work okay.
Because we're all working all the time.
Right.
Right? It just happened to be, I don't show up on Shabbos. Fine, so I don't show up on Shabbos. And if you don't show up on Christmas, I'll keep working and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
We just don't make these... We don't get into the details, right? That's fine. It's dafka more problematic when we say...
5 days.
Correct. Right? But not of ownership, right?
But if you specify ownership, like, okay, you'll get you work Friday, you work Shabbos, and you take the province. You now own Friday. Friday is your day. Not Friday. Shabbos.
So if we originally made the deal and we...
Say if we didn't make the deal and I say, okay, now Friday is your day and Sunday is my day.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Specifying ownership.
Doesn't work. Nope.
Said specifying.
So we'll see that a little bit later. You're actually going to have to sell the business to a third party and buy it back from them and making that deal. Because once you enter into business, you can't post facto do that. It has to be that you enter into the ownership of the business under that assumption.
Friday is yours and Shabbos.
Correct.
Shabbos is yours, Sunday is mine.
Correct. So those are our 3 day out.
How do we...
Guys, you got it? Guys.
Yeah.
Okay. you got it?
I like them.
Okay. What is the Rambam hold? Page 9. Hamishatef im agoy b'malacha v'schora b'chanut. So if you have a partnership with a guy in a business, im hidnu mitchila shi'yes char shabbat l'goy levado im adem arbe yischar yom echad k'neged yom ha-shabbat l'shar levado mutar. Right, so if we say Sunday is the Jews, Shabbos is the guys, mutar. V'im lo hidnu b'tchila kishevo lachlog notel ha-goy tzchara shabbatot kulan levado v'shar cholkinoto. If they didn't make a condition, so then when they come to divide, the guy takes all of Shabbos and they split Sunday through Friday. And the Jew can't get any benefit or any trade or anything for Shabbos. And if you didn't make a condition and you come to make to clarify the end, so then you give the guy a seventh and you split the rest. Right, so he gets 4/7 and you get 3/7. Okay?
So he gets all the profit for Shabbos.
But you don't know how much that was, so you just give him 4/7 and you take 3/7.
So it's not even like, you don't even specify that he gets more
profit. If you don't know, meaning if you, at the end.
So he's saying you don't have to make the cheshbon in the beginning. If you come to a cheshbon, you just say, okay, take 4/7 of the profit.
Okay, good. So what does the Rambam mean? What does the Rambam mean? Who does he hold like? So the Magen Mishnah says he means the same as Rashi. The Merkevet HaMishnah says he means the same as, or basically the same as Raivin. Okay? Okay?
Can everyone just say clear out what they mean?
Okay. Fine. Just know there's a machlokes which one the Rambam means. Bitzal told me that he thinks the Rambam actually is the fourth shita.
That's what I want to go with, but no, clearly not.
What I'm okay. Fine. Now, how do we paskin? By the way, on the Stam case,
I want to say like the Rambam.
So the Rambam, being remember, it was a suffix.
Right.
No. Meaning in the Gemara, suffix.
Oh. Okay. Fine.
So. The answer is the Rambam paskins lechumra, and Rashi paskin and the Rash paskins lekula because it's derabanan. Okay, so whatever you think the Stam case is, the Rambam thinks we paskin lechumra.
We say it's subject derabanan lekula.
That's the Rash.
Oh, so the Rashi would say that this is deraisa.
So according to the Rash within Rashi, what would happen?
That this would be deraisa.
No. So therefore, if I didn't make a deal at all, at the end, we could split it 50-50.
All profit. including
correct.
Shabbos.
Correct. Remember, that was Rashi.
Right.
And according to the Ravid,
you can't split.
According to the Rashi, according to the Ravid, then what could you do? Lamaskana. Then if
to.
You didn't make a deal, then at the end, I could give the goy Shabbos and take Sunday, rather than just giving up Shabbos totally.
Right.
So but according to the Rambam, according to the Ravid, the way the Mekevet Mishnah understands him, what do I have to do? Give up everything.
Right.
I have to give him 4 days. I have to give him 50% plus Shabbos, or if I don't know how much, 4/7.
It's 4/7, and I take.
And I take 3/7. Correct?
Wait, how's that different than the Rosh interpreting the Rambam?
Because the Rosh says that we can, Lamaskana.
You still have to give up Shabbos, though.
Well, that's only approximate, right? But I could take, no, because according to the Rosh, according to the Ravid, I could take Sunday, even if Sunday is higher than the average day.
Oh, so the Rosh is saying you have to give up, you could take Sunday.
The Rosh, who says Lakula, would say, correct, I could take Sunday.
The Rambam on the Ravid says you.
The Rambam within the Rosh.
You can't take Sunday.
Correct, correct, okay. Correct. Okay, good. Whew. We clear yet?
Yeah. Wait, the Rambam, there was a machlokas on what he was saying, though.
Yeah, I'm saying the Rambam paskens l'chumra. That means however you understand it. Rashi, Ran, Ravid.
Right?
Okay.
I think Yosef is burnt
out. Okay, so I think we'll probably finish this sheet at least tomorrow. Right? I think. Right, because if you look already, page...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
9, 10, 11, basically.
But look, there's 11 is already that long summary of everything.
Right.
Right? And then 12 is a summary again. Right? Including some more halach l'maisa cases. I mean, page 12 is just a bunch of halach l'maisa cases.
Right.
Right? A summary. So I think tomorrow we'll finish this one. Right? And then next week, I guess, we'll do the Maris Ayin part of this. I told you this thing is complicated.
Yes, but it's fun.
But I do think these sheets really do help.
Yeah.
Right? I think, like, they lay it out. And like I said, this is only the broad strokes. Getting into the nitty-gritty. We didn't even get into the nitty-gritty.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
That's,